Thanks for tuning in for our weekly conversation. I'm joined by tight end Delaney Walker. And Delaney, you guys started off the season 1-0, 30-22 win at Green Bay. I mean, how big was that for you? And I mean, obviously, one of the best teams in the NFC. You get right out of the gates and get to come out of there with a W.
It was big for us. You know, we got to start off on the road, had a great victory on the road against a great team, Green Bay Packers, number one in the NFC, and went out there. We played great football. Everybody executed where they had to be and knew their assignments, and we came away with the victory.
Yeah, and I don't know if you know this, but your quarterback just set past Montana and Young for the longest streak of passes without an interception. You guys as a team have gone 26 quarters without an interception. And don't want to jinx anything, but, I mean, how impressive is that streak? And kind of what does that take as a team to be able to hit marks like those?
Like I said earlier, you know, execution. We know Alex can do it. He's a great controller of the offense. He manages it well. He's been playing well. From last year and then moving on this year, he's just getting better and better. And the team feeds off of that. And when the team feeds off your quarterback, you play well as one. And it's always been about the team. Alex is not stingy. He makes smart decisions. If he can't get the ball there, you know, he take off and get the yardage we need to complete a second down or a third down. And that's why you see him breaking records in that category.
Yeah, and I have to imagine that helps out the defense quite a bit. In a team game, you don't put them in bad positions either, right?
Most definitely. You know, we always want to put our defense in a great situation, just like they want to put us in a great situation. And like I said, it's all about the team, and the special team helps out the offense and the defense on getting us field position or stopping their punt return. So, you know, as one unit, we all stick together and help each other in all phases.
And now you got another tough opponent this week in the Detroit Lions. I mean, what do you look, what do you see when you look at them on film, and what kind of challenges do they present for you guys?
Great team, physical defense, got some great edge rushers, great inside guys. Linebackers are good, defensive backs are good. Then on offense, they got great receivers, great quarterback, nice running back, good O-line. So it's going to be a tough physical game. We just got to show up and play in all phases on special teams, offense and defense, and it'll be a good game.
Yeah, and you were the hero in last year's game with the 6-yard touchdown reception, you know, to give you guys the win. And I don't know how you avoided putting your knee on the ground, but what do you remember about that game?
Physical game, loud. You know, their stadium was pretty loud, and I think they fed off of that, and they played great in the first few quarters. You know, getting us to jump off sides, getting some good plays early in the game kind of set us back. But you know, at the end of the day, we made some great plays with Frank taking it up the middle, getting some big yardage. Alex making some great throws, receivers making great catch, and our defense just playing excellent football in the third quarter and fourth quarter. And then, like you said, that catch, you know, Alex made a great throw. And just the effort I had putting in the ball in the end zone, you know, it speaks for itself.
Yeah, and you got Ndamukong Suh a couple of times to spring Frank on some long runs. I believe it's the wham play, as you guys call it. I mean, you're looking forward to going up against a guy like that? And I mean, how are you throwing your weight around against somebody who weighs a lot more than you do?
I mean, he's a big guy. You know, you never look forward to hitting a big guy like that. But when a play is called, you know, I got to do my job. It's all about leverage, you know, getting lower than him. He is a big guy, so I got to get lower than him. Because it just in physics, you know, he's stronger than me. So, you know, I'm going to do my best to get low if we run that play and try to block him as best I can. And Frank is a good running back. He makes reads, and he helps out my block. So, you know, I'm glad I got a guy like Frank or Kendall running back there giving me a chance to win on the block. But, you know what I mean, they got a good D-line, and our O-line is going to play great, and the tight end is going to do as well as they can and try to block they tackles and they rush ins, and we're going to have a great game.
Yeah, and because of that game last year being so close, and you guys got a Sunday night football matchup, nationally televised game, is this going to be one that's going to be pretty intense?
I think so. You know, it's a lot of talk about bad blood between us and the Lions, but I think it's going to be a great game. We look forward to playing them, and we're happy that they're coming to our home field now. And we got a chance to play them again. It was a great game last year. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a great game this year.
All right. Thanks, Delaney.
No problem.